Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, the other night we were talking about the gunman in Okemos, and I told you what I was doing. Turns out I wasn't the only one who was curious or interested, and a guy who was curious about a lot of things, and I think that's what's made him such a successful athletic director, Michigan State's Mark Hollis. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Don't we all want to be police officers? We're doing great.
Just the time when we were kids, you know, I really couldn't stay away from that, except the officers told me that I was going to stay away from that. So couldn't get anywhere close to where what I wanted to see. But
it was a scary night. It turned out, both the SWAT group and Meridian Township Police did a phenomenal job, but it made for some uneasy hours there out in our neighborhood.
Yeah, and there were some people very far north in Meridian Township responding to an initial broadcast report. They were 5 miles away, but they were hiding under the bed. So, well, it is almost that time. Yesterday, media day for Michigan State football, and here we are, less than 4 weeks away from the season opener, and a very, very busy time with the new branding for Michigan State Athletics.
It really is. We're really excited. I think you can, you can feel a little sense of football earlier, I think, this year than most seasons, and I don't really know why that is, but the excitement's there. The players had a chance to speak with them a couple days ago, and when you look in the eye, you can always get kind of a sense of how the team's going to enter the season, and I had a really good feeling this year. It's the kids are excited. They're alert. I think there's a great focus there. And we're ready to go. We're ready to play the games right now. And, I couldn't be more excited going into a season than I am this year.
I was trying to explain that something that's different this year. I was talking to Earl Robinson, who's watched football since before the Flying Wedge. And I was trying to tell him that this doesn't look like your normal Michigan State team to me for some reason, and not just because of the schedule.
It really isn't. It is. You're right, Jack. It's hard to describe. It's you walk in there and you just feel different. You feel kind of this upbeat togetherness, and it's something that you hope for, and it's something that you hope spins into a positive season. And if you look at the past couple of years, they've really been quite remarkable how close most all of the games have been, and it's what you want is to get a team that can just get you over the hump, get you over that next step. So those 2-3-point losses turn into 2-3-point wins, and that's what we're striving for.
It's always amazing when you think about the number of hours put in and the amount of money that is spent, and it comes down to one bounce of the ball, one play, one call. George Perlis always used to say, "You're never as good as you look when you win, and you're never quite as bad as you seem when you lose." And a couple years ago, Michigan State got some breaks and won some close games. Thank you very much, Brett Swenson. And last year kind of went the other direction. So maybe that pendulum is due to swing back.
Yeah, that's what you hope for, and it is. You bring up a very good point in the number of people, the number of hours, almost a specialization that's come across college football, college basketball, and so many other where you've got individuals that are responsible for, video breakdown and how the video breakdown comes, and every practice is scrutinized from play after play. But, once you get all that done, once you do all the analysis, once you watch the visiting team films, it all comes down to throwing those 11 guys out on the field at one point in time and executing what's been learned and what's been taught, and hope that they can respond in a way where they really don't have to think about it. That's the difference between good and great teams, is having kids out there that have been through repetitions, have gone through it so many times, and can actually execute a play without having to put a whole lot of thought where it just becomes habit.
Mark Hollis, Michigan State Director of Athletics, our guest on Ebling and You. We are creatures of habit. Change is never easy. You can ask both political parties about that. But the branding effort, the rebranding of Michigan State Athletics and the university as a whole, very comprehensive effort, and I'm just thrilled that my pet peeve was answered about the numbers on the side of the jersey. So I'm going to shut up for a while.
All right. Anytime you change anything, there's obviously you know, people that have opinions, and what we strive to do, you know, the results kind of speak for themselves. We've got a common color. We have a deep, rich green that everyone is comfortable with. It's actually been adopted by the university as a whole as an official university color as well. And to have 25 teams wear the same color, wear the same quality of fabric, which I don't think anybody would really realize until you pick up a uniform from a year or two ago that might be from a provider that doesn't have the same quality as a Nike, and you feel the difference in weight, you feel the difference in how those fabrics breathe, and they're all designed to make you more competitive. And that's, you know, the every little ounce, I guess, helps when you're out there sweating and laboring as a football player. So we feel like we have the best of the best in uniforms. We have teams that are going to look very similar in nature. You know, you use more of the Spartan head, and you're not going to get confused in airports or out in the public with other institutions that might use the Block S. And at the same time, we're not walking away from our heritage of the Block S. It's going to be right there in the middle of Spartan Stadium for this coming season, and you will see a lot more Spartan heads around. Though that's the theme, that's the brand that we're going to sell as an athletic program, and tie people to Michigan State on a national basis rather than just here locally. That's what we're attempting to do, is become much more identifiable for folks that are, you know, might happen to be in Texas, California, or Florida. And as this brand grows, you know, it's going to be adopted. There's no doubt.
Mark, the new institutional campaign, Spartans Will, capitalizes on that. There's something about the S at a football stadium, no matter how you look at it, it's still an S. After this year, is it possible that you would have a Spartan head at the center at Spartan Stadium?
Well, that's something we'll look at on an annual basis. I think we've got to, you know, kind of go through it. We'll make that decision. We do, you know, we do take input from a lot of people, but in the end, we'll make that decision going into this year. We felt very strongly that the Block S had to continue at the center, even though it probably goes away from what all the branding experts would tell you. It's, you know, the branding expert's going to say you got one logo, your logo's your Spartan head, that needs to be on everything. We did back off, and you know, I made that decision in talking with President Simon and others that I want to keep some of that heritage during this evolution process into the new brand.
Mark, how nervous were you this summer when I know you were talking with Tom Izzo on a daily, sometimes hourly basis, but as the whole Cleveland Cavaliers story was unfolding?
I tell you what, you know, nervous wasn't really an emotion that came into play. It was, one thing was great respect for Coach Izzo and how he went through the process. And, you know, as he was doing it, it was an opportunity for me to watch an individual almost single-handedly go through and break down the National Basketball Association on how it works, how the business side of it works. And, you know, I really respect for how he went through it. He didn't rely on an agent. He didn't rely on any advisors, but he went through and talked to people who know the game, and he really learned the details of what it would be like to be an NBA coach and how to deal with those folks. I think it was, you know, more of an excruciating decision for Coach than most people would ever imagine. I think it weighed heavily on him throughout that 8-9 day process, especially the last few days where he really gathered the information and had to make the call. So, you know, I was fortunate. We have a very unique relationship from an AD and a basketball coach, and that we know each other so well. And he let me into that process, and a lot of coaches wouldn't do that. And I respect him for it, and I think he respected the way that I handled as an AD. I protected the institution, but at the same time, I was there for him as a friend and as a director in guiding him through the process.
Mark, we had Terry Denbo on the show, who is stepping down as Vice President of University Relations, going to teach now, at least for a while. And he was talking yesterday about there being a moment when Michigan State came together, really began the process of people caring more about the university than about their own interests and a lot of degrees. And And he pointed to the 1999 NCAA tournament when Michigan State was playing Kentucky, and he said, after that point, it's as if the inferiority complex and a lot of the other things that Michigan State had not always been the most efficient, effective place, really began to change, and now you see a totally different picture.
Well, I really think, and I think if you go back to history, even to the John Hanna, where he used athletics as a means to grow the university, and you go through the process, we've really most recently just come to a point where I think you're dead on. This past decade has provided an opportunity for athletics to kind of open the window for individuals to look at Michigan State. And from our coaches to our director, I think President Simon's done a great job of, you know, of pulling people together and working in the same direction. It's, you know, there's always been talks and stories about interference from different folks on campus. And, you know, I think you have a very, very strong board of trustees right now that are supportive not only of athletics but of everything that's going on campus. I think the president is extremely supportive and is allowing, you know, athletics to do our job and try and be successful on the court and field while at the same time being an asset to the school, not being a financial burden to the institution, but trying to be a positive focus. And, you know, we're not naive to the point where we realize there are negative stories along the way. The unfortunate fight that took place last year is something that hurt us all. But at the same time, you're dealing with young kids, and it's how do you respond to that? How do you learn from that? And quite frankly, that may be one of the positive things going into this football season is that did have a positive impact on people's lives. And maybe we're changing for the better as a result of adversity.
I'm sure you're aware that Tom Izzo has got four commitments for the next recruiting class. And now with the announcement of Matt Costello, one of the top players in the Midwest, joining Denzel Valentine and Kenny Kaminsky, he's just about done with his recruiting for 2012, so you'll be able to get him out on the golf course more often.
Boy, that would sure be nice. He, he works so hard in July, does every year, where he just neither us in the office nor his family see much of him, but he does an unbelievable job, recruiting. And once again, he's bringing in some great kids and also some outstanding basketball talent.
Last question for you, Mark. We know that they had the Coaches versus Cancer golf outing, the BCAM event out at Walnut Hills this week, and we got kind of a different scouting report on your high school basketball career. Your coach described you as awesome. I think that's a word I've heard you use. And Tom Izzo shook his head, and there were some other people there who weren't quite buying that. Of course, coaches always know best, right?
The great thing is there was no video back then, so you'll just have to take my coach's word for it.
Yeah, I know WLNS was looking for that video yesterday, so that might be a good thing.
He was a great coach, almost like a second dad to me, and I think that's the great thing about high school sports are the relationships that you build with coaches. And, you know, my kids are going through that right now. You see it you see it every day. But I was blessed to have Coach Monty as a coach, and he continues to be a very good friend.
Mark Hollis, Michigan State University Director of Athletics, getting ready for a big 2010-11 school year. Mark, great to have you with us.
Thanks, Jack.
All right. We'll be back with more Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.